COVID-19 vaccinations have undergone stringent safety and efficacy tests to ensure minimal side effects of those receiving it. It was recently discovered that some of J&J and AstraZeneca's key ingredients are being manufactured in the same factory belonging to a company that the FDA is investigating for substandard pharmaceutical practices and potential cross-contamination of ingredients. Without the FDA approval, the vaccine will not be distributed. This particular batch of J&J vaccines are expected to expire on the 28th of June, leaving little time for inoculation if and when it does arrive in the country. The FDA was expected to make an announcement on Friday about its ruling on the safety of the vaccine and whether they could be released or not. Dr. Nicholas Crisp, Deputy Director General at the Department of Health, manages the distribution of vaccines in South Africa. He says the delay in this announcement has interrupted their plans to vaccinate those in the education sector this week.
Unfortunately, we're not able to start with it this week because the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has been held up by an FDA decision from the United States. That's globally. We have not been able to get any of our Johnson & Johnson vaccine released in South Africa. But unfortunately, the FDA did not rule on Friday, so the vaccine is still stuck in the United States and will not be able to be transported until the outcome of the FDA ruling. But if we hear by the end of the week, and if that vaccine is cleared and we are able to bring it later in the week, then we will still have 2 weeks and we could still be able to proceed with the program.
The National Professional Teachers Organization of South Africa, or NAPTOSA, conducted a survey which indicates that 75% of those in the sector are keen to be vaccinated. NAPTOSA Executive Director Basil Manuel says that despite the uncertainty, they're planning ahead.
We are elated that, in fact, we are talking about education workers getting a vaccine. We are a little concerned that, of course, the FDA still hasn't given its stamp of approval. Provinces are going full steam ahead with the planning for the rollout because we don't want to sit back and then the vaccines do arrive and no planning has been made. Just given the sheer number of people involved, that if we don't have our ducks in a row, this could end up being a jolly big mess and it would be a waste of money given that these vaccines will expire within a relatively short space of time.
South Africa has procured 31 million doses of the J&J jabs, which they'll receive in batches. The health department says that they took the decision to offer the batch of vaccines that expire at the end of this month to workers in the education sector after the government announced that learners in public schools will resume daily classes on July 26th, putting school staff at an increased risk of infection. Currently, through the electronic vaccination data system, only healthcare workers and people over the age of 60 qualify to be vaccinated. Prabashni Mudli, SABC News, Johannesburg.